What up, Darren? My name is Jasper Mana from Oz Radio. How you holding up?
Hey, what's up? I'm good. How are you?
I'm really great right now. I'm in Indonesia right now. Where are you right now? Are you in Sweden?
No, I'm in Spain.
So right now you're in Spain. I'm sure that you're doing well right now. But my question right now is, how has this pandemic been treating you so far?
I've actually never been in lockdown because I was in Sweden most of the time and we didn't have a lockdown. So, I mean, we were always careful, but we could still go out, which was cool. Mm. It's been long, you know, like for everyone else, it's been tough, and you know, tours have been canceled and stuff like that. But at the same time, I had time to write music and just figure out what I want to do.
Yeah,
like artistically. So in many ways, it's also been a good journey for me. Discovered a lot. So.
So I could say that I guess during this pandemic, it made you a lot of more productive because you write a lot of music during lockdown as well. Is it also including your latest single, Can't Stay Away?
That was actually, that was the first song I wrote during the pandemic, and I wrote it with Jamie Hartman. And it was also the first song that I wrote on Zoom. We tried that out. Yeah. And it's about the pandemic, and it's a very I wanted to release it now because it's a very happy song. It's uplifting, makes you want to dance. And I think we all need that right now. So that's why
Yeah. But can you tell me a little bit about the story behind Can't Stay Away? What is it that you're really trying to say out of this song?
It's actually about like meeting someone during the pandemic, and it's like, what do I do now? Because we're not allowed to hang out, but I can't stay away. So that's basically what it's about. Mm-hmm. And the style is it's a different style than I haven't tried it before, but it still feels very natural to me. It's something that feels natural to sing, and you know, I can't wait to be on stage and sing that song. I don't know when that's going to be, but hopefully soon.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how much do you miss performing on stage?
20.
20? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, it's double the number.
Yeah.
But what do you think about producing or being creative during this very weird situation? Because you also said previously that Can't Stay Away was being produced during this pandemic. And then you also said that this is the first song that you wrote via Zoom. What do you think about all these changes that we have to go through in order to make it through, you know?
Like I said before, of course, it's a different world than the one. And that's also something I sing in the song. I see a world that I don't recognize. Yeah. There's so much like we do things in new ways and we have to think in different ways than we have before. But I guess it's also like not forced me, but it's automatically made me more creative because I haven't toured, I haven't traveled as much, and you know, I've been at home and I've been writing songs. So in that way, it's been good, like creatively. But so it's like you have to see like the good in it as well. And I think that's one good part of it, that I've been creative and writing a lot of new songs.
Mm. Mm. Yeah. So I guess all of this situation just forced you to do a lot of things new and to improve yourself as well. But it makes you a lot more creative compared to before, I guess, because there's a lot of things that you need to adapt.
Definitely.
Are there any difficulties for you while you were producing this single?
Not really. It was just a different process. Like I wrote with Jamie, like this song, for example, and he was in LA, I was in Spain, and we did it through Zoom. And then later when I was in Stockholm, Sweden, I recorded the vocals there, and then we recorded them, and then we sent them to Burns, and Burns produced them. Like, so it was all like going around, but it still worked out well. So it was fine.
Oh yeah. So you can say that there's almost no difficulties at all, even though there's a lot.
Yeah. No, not really. Not with the music. No.
No.
The songs.
Okay. But I would like to ask you a question about, I guess, about how your music is being so well received all across the world. Coming from, I'm sure you came from Sweden, right?
Mm-hmm.
Came from Sweden, from someone from Sweden, and then somehow you made music, and then all of a sudden, a lot of people from many other places in the world listening to your music. How crazy that must be for you to be able to make music, and then somehow people all across the world are also singing to your song. Like, how do you feel about that? The first time that you make that you realize that your song is being sing all across the world?
Oh, wow. That's a good question. I don't know. I don't think about that often, but it's, of course it's amazing because this is what I love to do. And I've been singing as long as I can remember. So for me, like, having people listening to my music, like in other countries as well, like, it's cool. It's nice. It's very nice, of course. And it also, like, just like, you know, writing things and then like people appreciate it. It's a special feeling. It's very nice.
Of course, it's very nice. Yeah. Speaking about appreciation, of course, we mentioned before that your songs and your singles are being appreciated all across the world. Do you have, I would assume that you have a lot of fans all across the world, but do you have one of the most memorable interaction with a fan?
Like a fan that I hang out with?
Yeah, a fan that you hang out with, or maybe an interaction on social media?
With one fan, like specific, or like with different, like if I just talk to my fans? Or...
Oh, yeah, in any way. The most memorable.
Yeah, of course. Like I write to them often, like on Instagram, I write back, and like many of them, like I've known since I was a kid. So I just try to like follow. I follow some of them like on my Instagram account. Like a lot of the fans that I've known since we were like kids. And it's cool. They're very nice. So I try to just like as much as I can, just like follow them as well, because it's like a family in a way.
Yeah, of course, it's like a big family right now.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
You're meeting a lot of people who appreciate your music and your art, but they came from many other places all across the world. I'm sure it must be very, very interesting to be able to achieve that. But speaking about achievement as well, what do you think about all of the things that you have achieved so far?
That's a good question. All the things that I've achieved so far. I'm happy that I pursued music, and I'm happy that I've been creative. But I always I don't look back that much, like, to be honest. I just right now I'm in what I'm doing right now, and that's what I'm focusing on. But now that I think about it, I'm happy about it, of course. Like I like just people appreciating your music, and like last tour was an arena tour back home, and that was amazing. And just to have people, you know, singing your songs and you're on stage and you're all having a good time together. And it's just like, you know, amazing to be able to do that. And I'm very grateful, of course.
Yeah. But as you said before, you always look forward about what's to come. You never look back, right?
Yeah. Right now I'm just like so into the new music and writing the songs, and I just released a single, so everything's like my focus is on that, and that's probably good, like, to be in the now.
Yeah. But of course, you're very grateful about what you have achieved so far, I guess. Yeah, you're very,
of course, yes, very grateful.
My next question would be, previously, you said that you miss performing on stage so much, because I guess it's been 2 years before. When is the last time you performed on stage? When was the last?
Yeah, it was 2019.
Oh,
so it was a while ago.
It was a while ago. That was almost in the past right now.
Yeah.
What would you do once everything is okay, once everything was allowed, you know, like we were allowed to perform on stage again and live music, live shows are everywhere. Yeah. Again. Once you're standing on the stage, what would be the first thing that you're going to say to the crowd?
Can't stay away.
Can't
of course.
Stay away.
That's what I want to sing right now.
I cannot stay away from the stage, bro. That's exactly
yeah. Yeah, I can't stay away, and the lyrics fit like with that, but and also like I want to make people dance and I want to make people happy, so that's a good song for that. I guess that's in that way it's good.
Yeah, it will be a perfect song for you to celebrate. All right, we're now watching a live show.
Yeah, exactly.
Celebration in the middle of that. This will be my last question. This would be one of the most I've asked a lot of musicians over the course of my career. And this would be, I guess, one of the most difficult questions that I got right now. If your new single, Can't Stay Away, was a fruit, what fruit will it be?
Can't Stay Away, if it was a fruit, it'd be, that's a good question. It'd be a watermelon.
Why would it be a watermelon? Why?
Because I like watermelon and I like Can't Stay Away. I don't know. And the color, I think. It just reminds me of, I would choose. It's sweet. And it's like, it's fresh and it's sweet because it's new and it's, and the colors, I think, because there's a lot of like pink in it. Like, I don't know. It just reminds me of a watermelon.
Okay, so then
and it's summer, it's summery as well. It's like very summer vibe. Yeah.
So I guess the entire sound and the atmosphere and the ambience of the music just reminds you of watermelon because you really love watermelon.
Yeah, exactly.
If it was a fruit, it will be a watermelon. All right. Yeah. Thank you so much, Darren. Do you have a couple words that you want to say to a lot of the people who follow you on Indonesia?
I just want to say thank you for your support, like everyone who listens to me. And I really hope you like my new song. And I hope it makes you happy. And I hope it makes you dance.
All right. Thank you so much, Darren. Good luck on the feature.
Thank you so much.